that all the earth be silent. And that came to me while we was worshiping. The interpretation I got was that we're to come to a place where our earth and nature is silent, and that is voice from us.
That's good.
Is of the Lord. We want our earth and nature to be silenced, and the new nature of the Lord to be manifested through us. Let His voice come forth.
What we have done in the past, because we learned it, was an intensity of expression of our nature, of our, what we are, in our voice. God, we just lose, and an intensity that way. But let the earth be silent, and let the intensity be something of spirit.
Yeah.
And that's why here just a while back we were stressing the thing, just speak normally without any addition. In other words, learn how to let the intensity be something of spirit rather than something of flesh. One of the main things that came in this last trip was the simple things. And I think that's where that intensity is found, pressing in. What I call simplicity or simple things, for example, scriptures that are normally skimmed over without giving much thought of. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, for example. And so we may try to love a little bit more. Usually it's a discipline of human love. Of course, doesn't work. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's not one that's given a whole lot of attention to. Rejoice always. Nobody has a rejoicing in their spirit all the time. Usually there's a lot of frustration, a lot of grief, aggravation, anger, whatever, but not a whole lot of rejoicing. Do not think more highly of yourselves than you ought to think. And these are what I call things that are usually skipped over in order to hit some deep revelation or a mystery. And I'm finding that the real importance is the little things. The story about the Apostle John comes to my remembrance when, in his old age, after he had been on the Isle of Patmos, wrote that gospel, three epistles in the book of Revelation, and he's in his old age. They had tried to kill him and hadn't been successful. And the elders would go down and get him and actually carry him to the meeting place because he was too old and couldn't on his own. And here they're looking for a word from the Lord, a word of wisdom. And he says, children, love one another. In the simplicity of our relating to one another. And there, I think, is where the intensity is. Because it takes such an intensity to overcome the flesh nature that wants to be an expressive thing. The flesh nature wants to be a little boisterous. Look how super spiritual I am, mm-hmm. or something, And it's not there. There's no glory in the simple things. Mm. You're not perceived as someone super spiritual. And the Lord has led us, I say it's the leading of the Lord, to just dump the titles. We definitely believe in apostleship, prophets, and all those things. But we find that an apostolic ministry, a prophetic ministry, works better when it doesn't present itself as that. Just because there is the suppression of self, and that just looses a greater channel for the Lord to function. These attributes of the Lord, His mercy, His compassion, His grace, if He's really coming forth in us, these are things that need to be working. It's like Jesus told those Pharisees and Sadducees, you guys are so religious. Here you are, you're tithing, you're anise, you're coming. And, these little teeny tiny seeds, that tenth of them is going to be tithe, but you leave off the weightier matters, justice, mercy, love. These things are these are the weightier things, the important things. But I find in Christianity, these are the things that are most often overlooked. I know it's easy for us to fall into that thing where we want to have some mystical interpretation of some scripture. And, you know, that's the way I was brought up, man. You know, these symbols and this means that and this represents that. And all that stuff is very interesting. But Paul says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, if I know all mysteries, have all knowledge, and don't have love, I am not even one. That I think is the important thing. I think that's what it's leading us to. And thus I think it's important that we do rejoice. Rejoice in all things. Give thanks for all things. There's where the intensity I think is really found, because it takes that intensity to overcome the desires of the flesh nature to be important. That's where it has to work.